At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. A new study from the Southern Poverty Law Center says Texas has removed 31 Confederate symbols over the last 3 years. That's more than any other state in the nation. The civil rights group began tracking these markers in 2015 after a white supremacist shot and killed 9 African-American parishioners at a historic church in Charleston, South Carolina. Since then, 110 Confederate symbols have been removed across the country, from monuments to name changes for schools. Heidi Byrick is with the Southern Poverty Law Center.
All the other decades of our history have been building these monuments, as opposed to rejecting the history of slavery connected with the Confederacy and starting to remove them. And in that way, I think Texas has been a bit of a trailblazer here, because you see so many communities, even, you know, first of all, that have removed a bunch of monuments, street names, and so on, but also just wider conversations about this.
Most of the removals or changes have been in the state's major cities, like Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio. While Texas has removed the most Confederate markers since 2015, it still has among the most in the country, more than 200. That's second only to Virginia, with more than 240. Cracks found at the McKinney School District's $70 million stadium still under construction are not life-threatening. That's according to the first of 3 reports on the issue. Nelson Forensics found cracks in the slab, not in support structures, but the company said without repair, the cracks on the home site concourse will widen as they take on water and traffic, and that could create tripping hazards and durability concerns. The Dallas Morning News reports legal representatives for McKinney ISD will discuss these findings with the stadium's construction and architecture firms. Officials hope to get 2 other reports this week. The Allen School District faced similar problems in 2014. It closed a $60 million stadium for more than a year to make $10 million in repairs after cracks posed a risk for a suspended concourse to collapse. North Texas school districts are working with the Texas Education Agency to figure out which students were affected by glitches during this year's STAR online testing. Education Commissioner Mike Morath threw out about 71,000 test results after a number of students were kicked out of the system and were unable to log back in. STAR results are used in some grades to determine whether a student advances to the next grade level. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram reports districts are waiting for a state-generated list of affected students. It's expected late next month. Poverty plays a bigger role than ever in education, so said education leaders and thinkers gathered in Dallas yesterday for an all-day session on schools and the economy. It was presented by the Holdsworth Center, a new Texas-based education nonprofit. KERA's Bill Zeeble reports on some of the challenges poverty poses for Texas schools and the state's future.
College is getting more expensive, and students need more help than ever to pay for it. Michael Sorrell says many university students are now on Pell Grants, government funds that help the neediest students pay for college. He says help is needed even sooner.
The majority of students in public K through 12 education require free and reduced lunches just to be able to ensure that when they show up at school every day, they have had nutritious meals that allow them to participate fully in the educational experience.
Michael Sorrell is president of Dallas's historically black Paul Quinn College. He moderated the panel of education thinkers that included Robert Kaplan, president of Dallas's Federal Reserve Bank. Kaplan says for children growing up today, problems start young.
Too many students today, because of where they're coming from, are starting first grade behind grade level. And all studies have shown if you start first grade behind grade level, you never do catch up.
Kaplan said in some ways, the infamous achievement gap between white kids and students of color that he remembers hearing about more than 30 years ago hasn't much changed. In some ways, he says things even seem worse.
And so the reality is we probably need programs to get at children who are 0 to 5, particularly at-risk kids, and I don't hear enough emphasis myself on that.
Kaplan said getting more kids enrolled in pre-kindergarten will help more of them master math, science, and reading by the time they're teens. He points to statistics showing U.S. students are behind many industrial nations, and that affects the Texas economy. Kaplan said hundreds of thousands of Texas jobs go unfilled by small businesses that need skilled workers.
The biggest reason why I think we don't solve these problems, I don't hear them discussed. My job is to flag issues, frame them, debate them, and I'm not hearing these issues broadly discussed. Not enough focus on human capital.
It wasn't all negative. Richard Reeves with the Brookings Institution cited some public education accomplishments, like improved high school graduation rates.
Candidly, I think the public education system has done a nearly miraculous job in holding achievement gaps to where they are now. That's not to be complacent. It's not to say there isn't more to do, but like the welfare system, the education system is having to run harder and harder just to stand still.
Texas Education Commissioner Mike Morath is looking for more runners. He said the biggest factor facing Texas education today isn't necessarily students. It's too few dedicated, qualified, motivated teachers and principals. In visits around the state, he often asks the school's top students if they want to be teachers.
Have we organized the teaching profession so that it is the desired destination for all of the highest performing kids currently in high school, right? Unfortunately, the answer is not yes at anything close to the rate that it needs to be.
Morath said a change is needed in the public's and leaders' view of teachers in order to attract the state's best young scholars to the field.
If we do that, then it'll change the trajectory of the state in a fundamental way. And if we don't do that, then every other issue that we talk about won't really matter.
Because Morath says quality teaching is part of the foundation for improving the state of Texas. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
Programming note will carry NPR special coverage of today's primary elections in 8 states. Results tonight at 8 on KERA FM and streaming at kera.org. In the forecast, mostly sunny skies expected by this afternoon with a high around 92, overnight low around 75, tomorrow's high up to 96. 75 now in Dallas, 78 in Fort Worth.